On-screen text in purple and light blue, RLI, Council for the Environment and Infrastructure. Aerial shots of a misty river landscape. On-screen title, Nature's Imperative, Towards a Robust Nature Policy. A man in a blue anorak walks across grass. He's carrying binoculars. Voiceover. The Council for the Environment and Infrastructure advises the government on how to achieve a robust nature policy and sustainable nature. Nature means enjoyment. It provides a pleasant and healthy environment. This is good for our health and our ecosystems, and it makes us happy time and time again. Nature is also the link to sustainable economic development. It offers an attractive climate for new businesses. Nature also plays a major role in the quality and safety of water, as well as in recreation. Nature serves a social purpose. Very important for us, but also for our children, our grandchildren, and generations to come. Nature has its own significance too. We all have to take responsibility for it. No nature, no future. We're falling behind with nature. Species are disappearing for good. Restoration isn't happening fast enough. The way we use space has consequences for nature. Our use of groundwater dries out the ground. The use of pesticides causes pollution. And in addition, nature reserves are still too small and too fragmented. In this way, we are not creating optimum conditions. Nature's restoration and conservation suffer as a result. Public support for nature remains strong, but the way we approach nature policy is increasingly losing support. Over the years, nature policy has become too technocratic, too complicated. This has had adverse effects. It forces nature into a straitjacket. Financial resources for conservation are also under pressure. Nature policy is even perceived as inhibiting business, which doesn't benefit nature's sustainability. The Council sees many opportunities for a robust nature policy. But it means changing course. The Council's most important recommendations are: create regional nature networks. Opt for a horizon policy with long-term goals as specks on the horizon. Work together with social organisations and the business community. Stick to those goals, even in times of financial setbacks. Then establish the following priorities: improve existing areas. Create new areas. Increase exchange and create connections. Start from a compass policy based on a developmental direction in keeping with the ecosystem or landscape and without a fixed goal. Don't aim for detailed targets, but for the conditions required in terms of area, environment, and water. Create connections based on the social significance of nature. Link nature policy with other policies like health, climate for new businesses, or water safety. Bring nature closer to people. Invest in nature where the city changes into countryside. Revise agricultural nature policy. Concentrate this in large, continuous areas. This way, nature's social significance is put to better use. Make room for social initiatives. Be creative and improvise. Make new arrangements for working together with social partners and strongly encourage nature education. In conclusion, creating continuity in the way nature is financed is essential for a sustainable future. The government is ultimately responsible for nature. Spreading funding between several parties ensures continuity. Relate nature's costs to its benefits. Link the right to economic activity to contributing to nature's conservation. The solutions are within reach. Connect nature with other aims and use the power of society. Then nature's social importance and its own significance will really come into play. Nature's imperative. Green countryside with on-screen text, Nature's imperative. The image fades, then the text disappears. The screen turns white and the on-screen text, "For the complete advice, look on www.rli.nl," appears.